Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. Does that make me
crazy? It's a safe place for your secrets. Confess your crazy. 404-741-0985. This is where sometimes it's just, you know, you want to tell someone, mm-hmm. but you can't tell the people who should probably be hearing this stuff. Vanessa is in Loganville. And Vanessa, you learned the hard way that you've got to be very careful about what others can see on your screen when you're on a Zoom call for work.
I was in a conference call with this guy. We were just going over some software, and I don't usually work with him. He works in a different office. Mm-hmm. He was really cute. So I'm in the conference call, and I'm like, let me Google him. And so I'm Googling, and I'm like taking a deep dive. I'm like going into social media, and I'm like, ooh, looking at stuff. And I'm like, wow, pulling up some pictures. And
yeah.
You guys, I realized I was sharing my screen the whole time.
Oh, no. You got busted stalking your dude.
I didn't see the big red box.
So are you guys dating now? Because, like, I would be like, that definitely shows
right?
your cards.
You'd be flattered.
Right? Totally. Yeah.
I kind of played it off, and I was like, listen, I'm just a curious person. Sorry to Google me, too.
My gosh. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to talk to Liz in a second about her multi-hundred-thousand-dollar mistake that she will never tell her parents about. But you have several ways of getting in touch with us with your confession. If you want to talk to us, we could disguise your voice. 404-741-0985. You could also inbox us on Facebook.
Yeah, that's where this one came from. And this person wanted to stay anonymous, but said they drove their car into a street sign because they were clapping along to the song Hand Clap by Fits and the Tantrums.
That's a great song.
And then told the insurance company it was because a kid rode his bike into the street and actually got away with it.
Oh.
Yeah, who wants to mess with that song? I mean.
All right, Liz is in Buford. What you got?
When I was a kid, I took this flash drive from my dad's desk and I reformatted it so that I could put MP3s on it, stuff like that, you know?
Okay, right.
And then, like, a few weeks later, I heard my parents arguing about this missing flash drive. It turns out that the flash drive had a bunch of Bitcoin on it.
Oh, no.
Hang on. So your dad had, like, the key, I don't know how it works, had the keys to Bitcoin?
This is way, but like, when Bitcoin first was getting started, it was like a dollar.
Holy
shit. Yeah. So Bitcoin, I mean, I know it's gone down a little bit, but at one point was it worth $65,000 a coin? Do you know how many coins he had?
I don't know an exact number, but it was a lot.
I'm sure if it was costing a dollar, anybody buying it would have bought a lot.
Oh my God. No kidding.
Have you ever told your parents about this?
No way.
You should never tell anybody about this. Not even us. I feel bad we know this.
Did you change my voice? You changed my voice, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Dress. Look into the light. Yeah. You know how we were talking about sharing exciting news with somebody and expecting a reaction and then not getting the reaction that we expected?
For sure.
So last night was my Father's Day dinner because I was gone on the actual Father's Day. So we all went out to dinner and we sat outside. It was lovely. And around dinner's finishing up, I'm looking around my family at the table and my heart was just filled with such joy.
Look at what you built.
Well, not even. It's like I waited to have kids, but I would never have waited had I known how much better my life is with them in it and how much like happier I am and just more complete and full and everything. And so I spoke up. Of course, I always like to share my feelings. So I said, hey, Sam, you know, I know that we're doing like a Father's Day celebration. It's supposed to honor me. But I got to tell you, like, especially being away from you guys last week, like, what an honor it is to be your dad. Like,
yeah, very sweet. So sweet.
Made me so proud. Like, I'm looking at them and I'm just like, I can't believe that, you know, I had anything to do with making these and molding their minds, and they're actually turning out okay. And I'm grateful for Jessica for taking care of the important stuff that they learned so I can be a goofball.
To be fair, like, your contribution was doing the one thing you think about 24 hours a day. But still, you're a great dad, yes.
So it's this moment, and I've just shared with my son how proud I am with him. And, of course, I'm tearing up, and my wife is tearing up. And she says, Sam, go give your dad a hug.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah.
Your dad wants to give up. It's the perfect time.
Yeah. Read the room, Sam.
Right. Sam's eyes are as big as the pepperoni that he's eating on his pizza in much a way that a kid acts when they have no idea what's going on and they're very uncomfortable with the situation. And while I'm expecting a hug, he goes, not in public, Dad.
Yeah, right.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara? Is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. And in Sandy Springs, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Looking forward to the long weekend?
Yes. We are heading down to visit family in Florida.
Nice.
Have fun sitting in traffic.
Sweet. I know. All right. Why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Bye, Kara.
See you, Ann. Good luck.
Kara will step out. We'll ask you these five trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She has to pay you $100 of her own money. You ready?
Yep.
Question one. Reps for Johnny Depp say Disney did not offer Johnny $300 million to return as Captain Jack Sparrow. In what movie franchise?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Getting some help.
Yeah.
That my daughter's in the car on the way to the dentist.
Question number two, Freddie Freeman. I want to talk to your daughter after the dentist, after the gas. Number two, Freddie Freeman has fired the sports agent who messed up his deal with the Braves. Name the Tom Cruise movie where Tom plays a sports agent.
Oh, I know this. And we play this every day, and I always laugh at people who can't remember.
His name is the name of the movie. Like, his character's name is the name of the movie.
Show me the money.
All right.
Question three. Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker was rushed to the hospital yesterday for reasons unknown. Travis recently married which Kardashian?
Kourtney.
Number four, an Ariana Grande stalker violated his restraining order and broke into her house on her birthday. In Georgia, is the distance in a restraining order measured in feet or yards?
Ooh, I'm going to go yard.
Number five, we are 30 days away from the Who's the Boss reboot on Amazon Video. It's a great question. Before becoming a housekeeper, what was Tony Danza's profession on that show?
I think he was a baseball player.
Holy mackerel.
Nice.
Maybe.
Yeah, he messed up his shoulder. Yeah. All right, Ann in Sandy Springs just tripped up on one question.
Did the rotator cuff surgery hurt his chances of being able to vacuum properly?
Maybe, yeah.
Kara, same questions.
Okay. It'll make sense later.
Reps for Johnny Depp say Disney did not offer Johnny $300 million to return as Captain Jack Sparrow in what movie franchise?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
All right, Ann got it right, 1-1.
Number two, Freddie Freeman fired his agent that messed up the deal with the Braves. Name the Tom Cruise movie where Tom plays a sports agent.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, Ann didn't get that right. All right, 2-1. Kara's up.
I knew that.
Yeah. Number three, Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker rushed to the hospital yesterday for reasons unknown. Travis recently married which Kardashian?
Kourtney Kardashian.
Ann got it right. But Kara, you're up 3-2.
Number four, an Ariana Grande stalker violated his restraining order and broke into her house on her birthday. Mm. In Georgia, is the distance in a restraining order measured in feet or yards?
Yards?
Depending on how fast you answer that would tell us if you got one or not. Yards is the right answer.
Okay.
Yeah, 50 to 100 yards. That's what Ann said. It's 4-3.
Drex, you write the questions.
Yes.
Did you have to look up the answer?
What do you think?
Number five, we're 30 days away from the Who's the Boss reboot on Amazon Video. I mean, the anticipation is palpable. Before becoming a housekeeper, what was Tony Danza's profession on the show?
He played baseball?
Did in fact play baseball, Kara. That's the right answer. All right, great game this morning. Final score 5-4. Ann and Sandy Springs, are you smarter than Kara?
Definitely not today.
All right, Kara, your new record 1,305 wins and 41 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Ann.
Thanks, Kara.
No cash, but you get a 4-pack of tickets to Summer at the Rock at Stone Mountain Park, July 5th through the 30th. For exclusive ticket offers, go to stonemountainpark.com. Have a great time at the dentist. I hope you get to go to the treasure chest and pick out a ring.
Thank you.
Tad, I'm 17 now. I don't do that anymore.
All right, so we're going to look for Atlanta's worst neighbor, right?
Yeah.
I saw, Kara, on your Instagram, your neighbor's been planting plants in gas grills.
Yeah, I guess he's got a collection of old gas grills that doesn't work anymore, so they've spray painted it, and it's now become some kind of a flower pot, like lawn art thing that's, there's three of them, one of them being on my lawn.
And this is the neighbors that you guys just bought a house, you're renovating it, you're going to move into it.
In 2 weeks.
And these are, you haven't met these people yet.
Ryan's met the gentleman, but I have not.
Oh, jeez.
All right. And then Drex, there's a story in the news going on right now about another. Let's see if this is worse than the gas grill flower garden.
I think it is. So okay. Someone went on one of those Nextdoor apps, and the title of the post is just Bags of Used Diapers. She says, my lovely neighbor thinks it's pleasant to put the bag of used diapers on her front doorstep, sometimes for the whole day to avoid the smell, because, you know, she had a newborn.
Okay, right.
Yeah. She says, the problem is the wind will blow all of it onto my yard and into my flower beds, and I'm the one that has to pick it up.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take it to the people. We are looking for Atlanta's worst neighbor. Can you top the dirty diapers? And it was at least on the woman's who had the baby's stoop, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because it'll escalate. Eventually, the diapers will end up on her stoop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the cops will get called. restraining order. Michelle in Hiram, you had an HOA problem. I love this.
The day that we moved in, the neighbor at the end of the street approached my husband and said that we needed to keep our children at the time, which were 5 and 7, off of her property. She was saying that that sidewalk was hers and that we needed to keep our children off. We're literally moving stuff off the moving truck. A couple of months later, my daughters are riding their bicycles in the cul-de-sac, got onto the sidewalk. She called the police to my 5 and 7-year-old daughter. I promise it was the craziest thing, but I just thought, how dare someone come, you know, the day that we're moving stuff off the moving truck to put, you know, I guess she saw that we had children, for her to come down and say, keep your children off of my property.
Right. She wanted
Welcome
to flex
to the neighborhood.
Her, she wanted to flex her muscles early to let you know that she's the mayor of that cul-de-sac. Disgusting. 404-741-0985. Can you top HOA saying, get your kids off my lawn? Tad, Drex, and Kara talking about the worst neighbors. I definitely will win this. I don't know when you want to hear the story, but I was sandwiched between Shirley Severance, who every time it would rain, our basement would flood, and we would pump our basement out. The water would happen to go over into her backyard. It was in the woods. It wasn't obstructing her life. And she would call the cops. It was like rinse and repeat every time. On the other side of my house was the great Delbert Holland, who was shacking up with Judy Ferretti.
Oh, gosh.
He would get drunk. There would be fights. He ran into Eddie Gilbert's fence several times. Years later, the memories are sketchy. Mm-hmm. But Judy murdered Delbert.
Ooh.
But there's a rumor that it was actually that Judy was having an affair with a guy named Mousy Bujanowski.
Oh, and Mousy may have.
And Mousy might have offed Delbert.
Is this on A&E or like the Oxygen Network or like Bravo Plus?
I'm Cam on Modern Family. Truly. 404-741-0985. Mandy in Sandy Springs, you had a neighbor that built a deck perched right above your pool.
Not only did we move in, and then 3 weeks later, they built this watchtower watching over us, over our pool, but they also put all these TV speakers, and every single night, not only on a Saturday or a Friday night, which I'm totally cool with, but every single night, the obnoxious husband will play his obnoxious music super loud as if he's the DJ of the neighborhood. And my husband is trying to be quiet.
I've never understood.
Cool. And to add to that, they added a little karaoke system for their daughter. So I'm like, it wasn't even just the music.
And now it's We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Right. Let it go full blast. Oh, Mary, I'm sorry. Burn that deck. 404-741-0985. Worst neighbors. Tad, Drex, and Kara looking for Atlanta's worst neighbor at 404-741-0985. It's Tamika in College Park.
Trust me, I had the worst neighbors in the history of bad neighbors. Anything you can think of a couple to do, from playing piano super loud, using their bodies to move furniture, because that's what it sounds like when they're fighting. And they want to do it after 2 o'clock in the morning.
And so what did you do about it?
So I called the cops all the time. And then I would go out and wait till the police come so they can see it was me that called. I wanted them to know I called on you. I would go outside with a cup of coffee because I know I'm not going back to sleep.
Did you do the whole thing where you point at your eyes and then you point at their eyes like I'm watching you?
No, I didn't do that, but I gave them the death look. And if I look at you hard enough, you're supposed to see it, but it's not working because the force
right.
isn't that strong in me.
Absolutely stone cold, and I love it. Usually you call the cops, you'd be like, oh, I hope they don't find out. And that would be a worry. But to like sit there with a cup of coffee on the front stoop being like, yeah.
It was me.
And like, yeah, your junior ranger badge, like,
You goofed.
And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Matt, you should have called probably a professional for this particular DIY project.
Yes. I was laid off from work, see, at the beginning of the year, and it's been really difficult trying to find a new job. Yeah. So I've been trying to help out around the house and stuff, you know?
Right.
Running the kids around, cleaning toilets, and taking care of the pool.
Good for you. Yeah, dream husband.
Right? Yeah. I mean, maybe you're feeling like, I'm not participating with the family enough. I know what I can do, right?
Yeah, just trying to help out however I can since I don't have the income coming
right.
in. Unfortunately, with the pool part of it, I've been trying to clean it and take care of it, and something happened actually over the weekend where the next day after having just cleaned it, I woke up and the pool was empty. No water, nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet you some hooligans in the neighborhood drained it. How do you even drain a pool? I don't even know.
I don't know either, Matt. Can you know?
Is there a leak in like a liner or something?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out. It's been 4 days now, and I've been like racking my brain, trying to figure it out. The worst part is I end up lying to my wife about it because I told her that I drained it so that I could scrub it, the walls of it, and make sure it sparkles for our 4th of July party we have coming up.
Okay.
So not only did you accidentally drain it, then you lied about accidentally draining it, and now this is all coming to a head.
Yeah. Oh,
why didn't you just say, hey, something's wrong with the pool?
I didn't want her to think I didn't know what I was doing, you know? And it was just like, I'm trying to help out, and I made things worse.
That's really sweet that you care what your wife thinks about you. What's that like?
Oh my God. sounds like obviously you want to apologize for draining the pool, not knowing why it has no water, but you feel pretty bad about lying to her.
Yeah. I think that's the worst part. I thought that I could, you know, get it handled and figured out before it all came to this point, but no.
So you need to ask your wife to forgive you. You need to come clean, tell her that you are the reason the pool is broken. And also, this could cost, I don't know how much it is to repair a pool, but thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars.
You know that little basket that usually sits next to a pool?
Collects.
Yeah, you open that up, you just throw your wallet right in it.
basically.
Sit tight. We're going to call your wife here, and we'll help you ask her to forgive you for this, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you.
You got it, man.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So Matt was trying to clean the pool and instead drained the pool, then lied to his wife about it. It's just been eating away at him. So Matt, we're going to help you ask your wife to forgive you after you come clean here. Sit tight. She won't know you're on the line.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. This is Eve?
Yes.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
We were actually curious where our invite was to this big 4th of July party you guys are having.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are more than welcome to come.
Okay.
You don't mind making a trip up to Milton?
Yeah, we'll bring the Nooners. You got the pool.
Heck yeah.
Keep it coming. More the merrier.
You guys have a pool? Everything's okay with it?
We do have a nice pool, but we're having some issues with it right now.
What's going on?
Well, it turns out it's really easy to drain a pool and not so easy to fill it back up. So I've got my pool guy coming this Friday.
So the pool guy comes on Friday.
Yeah, this has gone on long enough.
Okay. Well, we need to let you know this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And your husband, Matt, is on the other line. He called us looking to help getting your forgiveness. Because turns out he is the reason the pool is empty.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. And to be completely honest, like, not only do I need forgiveness for draining the pool, but I need your forgiveness for lying about doing it.
Oh, Matt, it's okay.
I feel like a loser. You know, I don't got a job and nothing in the pipeline. And now I can't even clean our pool properly.
Aww.
It's embarrassing.
So
well,
sad.
Maybe if your friends didn't spend every waking hour in that pool, you would have found something by now, babe.
Eve, are you saying Matt hasn't been making the effort?
Not really. The last few weeks have been like Matt and his boys lounging in pool floats, drinking beer all day long.
What day is it?
Well, that comes out of nowhere.
Is that true, Matt? You guys have been hanging out by the pool, you and your friends?
Well, I mean, you know, when I get my chores around the house done, we have a nice pool. So, yeah, we take advantage of it during the summer.
Hard to find a job when you're laying around the pool all day.
Well, I guess since this is called Forgive and Forget, I have to be honest. I was the one who drained the pool.
Oh.
I was just sick of the bachelor party going on constantly in my backyard while I was at work. I mean, I work from home. I appreciate him helping out with the kids, but it's just after day with the guys, it was really getting to me. And
why don't you say something?
So wait, Matt, you came out and you saw that the pool was empty. You didn't bother trying to fill it because you thought that you had done something that caused a leak in it where the water just sunk into the depths of the earth. Is that?
Yeah, I was checking like all the gauges and everything, trying to figure out what went wrong.
Meanwhile, Eve was putting a stop to the bachelor party.
Right.
When you weigh everything, the cost of the pool getting refilled, the pool guy, and Matt's friends not being at your house, was it worth it, Eve?
It was not worth it. I feel quite silly about all this.
Maybe we can have some of our friends bring some bottled water to help fill it up.
Oh, hey, that's problem solving.
Fill it with Evian.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Well, Matt was originally calling asking for forgiveness. Eve, do you forgive him for basically... I mean, he thought he was lying to you still.
Of course I forgive him, but I'm the one who should be asking for forgiveness.
Matt, do you forgive Eve?
In this moment.
Yes. Yeah, I guess it kind of feels a little better knowing we both weren't, I guess, as upfront as we should have been. So I guess it evens out.
Well, you guys better get on it because 4th of July is Monday.
Yeah.
The pool guy's coming Friday and you guys are coming Monday, right?
We'll be there.
Perfect.
I'll see you guys there.
For real? Because actually I have other plans.
You don't have any plans, right?
I'm sorry.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Well, you know, when you're first dating, you want to make a good impression. So Brian lied about his past, and he thinks he should come clean before he's exposed in front of her entire family weekend. We'll find out what he lied about. It's a big one coming up tomorrow at 7 on Forgive and Forget.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.